Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, I have a potential
Hi.
claimant to transfer. I transferred over. Her first name is Anidria and last name is Barton, and I sent her information via the portal.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Anidria.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Did you ever use Hair Relaxer, ma'am?
Yes.
And after using Hair Relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Can you repeat that, please?
After using Hair Relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. The year I was affected was last year, November, around November 7th.
I'm very sorry about that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Can you repeat that, please? Your phone is really low. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Yes. No, I don't have an attorney.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
You have not signed on with another law firm? You have not signed on with another law firm in regards to Hair Relaxer?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. You're good. And have you or a loved one used hair relaxing chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a type of cancer after using hair relaxer?
What cancer did you say?
Sorry, I just have to confirm for the recorded line. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxer?
Can you speak a little louder? I can't hear you, sir.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxer?
Oh, ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry about that. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, this is for me.
And what was the date of your diagnosis with cancer?
November 2023. November 7th, to be exact.
So November 7th of 2023?
Yes.
11/7/2023?
Yes.
And then, do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at? Sorry, do you know the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Yes, it was Rush Hospital.
Rush
Hospital. Rush University Medical Center, to be exact.
And then, was that in...
The address?
Oh,
do
I
you need
think
the
I
address
can...
for that?
I think I can...
Okay.
Was it in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Was it on Harrison Street, Congress Parkway?
Yes,
Which one? Congress or Harrison?
Congress,
okay.
Congress Parkway.
So for Rush University Medical Center, the address I have is 1653 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 60612.
Yes.
And then the phone number I found online was 888-352-7874.
Yes, it should be their phone number.
That was the one I found online. Is it okay?
Uh-huh.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Can you repeat that?
Sorry, the name of the doctor that treated you?
Rabab Coco? I don't...
Oh, I'm sorry. So I meant the diagnosing doctor.
Dr. Robab Coco.
Robab.
I think
how
I'm
do you
pronouncing it right.
Do you know how to spell that?
R-O-B-A-A-B.
Dr. Robab.
C-O-C-C-O. Yes. Last name C-O-C-C-O.
Robab Coco.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just 1 second. And then what state were you diagnosed in?
Can you repeat that, please?
You were diagnosed in the state of Illinois, correct? Sorry.
Yes. Stage one.
And diagnosed in the state of Illinois?
Yes, state of Illinois.
Okay. Perfect. And again, thank you for speaking about this. I know this is very hard, and I'm very, very sorry you had to go through this. Just to confirm.
It's okay. I'm just driving at the moment also, so it's a little difficult right now.
I see. I'll try to make this quick. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Hey, I was doing it like once and twice a month, so I would say between about 12 times, 12 to 15 times.
12 to 15 times per year?
Yes, within a year. I use it often. I were using it often. I don't use it anymore. I was using it about once every month.
Perfect. I'll put 13 times. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. And then... are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then can I have your date of birth, please?
April 21st, 1995,
4/21/1995.
04/21/1995? Yes.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And was anyone else in your family, any coworkers, neighbors, relatives, distant relatives, close friends, anyone else that you know ever affected after using hair relaxer?
No. No, none that I know of. No, sir.
None of your friends were using hair relaxer, family members?
Can you repeat that again?
Any of your friends or family members using hair relaxer?
Okay, I don't want the part.
No, not the same. Not the one that I use.
And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
In Illinois.
And then when did you start using hair relaxer? What year?
I was young. I was about 20, so I would say about 2015 or 2020, something like that. March 2015.
Started in 2015.
I was just getting out of, yes, I was about 19 years old.
Okay.
I was just getting out of high school.
Okay, I see. And when did you stop using the product?
I stopped using it last year, October.
October of 2023?
Uh-huh. Yes,
so you're using
it for my baby's birthday.
Okay.
Huh?
So you started using it in 2015 and you stopped in 2023?
Uh-huh.
And how often did you use these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
I was using it about once a month.
Is it another?
So about monthly?
Yes, monthly.
And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer for?
Consecutive years. 15. So that'll be about 8 years.
Not you. So about 8 years straight.
Uh-huh.
And did you use hair, or did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Can you repeat that? Excuse me.
No, no worries. Did you receive hair salon treatment in a salon, home, or both?
No, home.
Home. And you never received it at a salon, correct?
Correct.
And which brand, name brand brand name products have you used? Sorry.
I only use Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Did you use any other products? We have Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter.
No. Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
My diagnosis didn't start. I didn't find out about my diagnosis until last year. Yes.
So, did it did?
Wait, can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
So this question is basically just asking if after a year of using the product, did the did the diagnosis happen after a year of taking the product, or did a diagnosis happen after 2 years of taking the product?
Yes, it was about a year later. I started having side effects and stuff.
And then the diagnosis itself took place at least 2 years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, correct. 2 years.
At least two or more years after you first started using it for a year? Okay, perfect. Yeah, that question.
I'm sorry. First you were speaking low, and now you're speaking really fast.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. No, that's my bad.
I started in 2015 and got diagnosed in 2023.
Okay, and so your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, after, yes.
And what type of treatment did you receive? Do you remember?
I do remember. I received, what is the word? I keep forgetting this word.
Which word?
For historic.
Sorry?
I keep trying to pronounce this word. Give me 1 second. What's the word back to? History money. For history money. Injected chemo and pain medications. That was it.
Sorry?
History money. I think that's
history money.
History money. History money.
How is it spelled?
I think I am pronouncing it right. HIS. I'm sorry. I am driving.
It's okay. Just let me know. So which one?
So you said
chemotherapy
really sure.
As well, correct?
Yes. I'm not really sure how to spell the word.
This happened about a year ago, correct? So do you know?
Yes, sir. A year ago.
Okay, so do you know what you were treated with? I have chemotherapy.
For histamine. Chemotherapy and just pain medications.
Anything else? So I have chemotherapy and pain meds?
Yes, and the other one, I can't pronounce it for you. I don't know how to spell it. It's a very long word.
The procedure was done on you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I had surgery, yes.
And then, so I have chemotherapy and pain meds?
Yes, pain medication.
And then what was the treatment date?
I had a full surgery. It was the surgery moved my uterus and my cervix.
I see.
I can't pronounce that actual word.
And then what was the treatment date?
The treatment date was last year also.
Last year?
November 15th, 2023.
And then what was
it
the
was
name?
Right after I got diagnosed.
Got you. What was the name of the doctor that treated you?
Rabab the one that I told you already with that Coco. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
And was there any
it's
other...
like an X in your name.
I have her as the diagnosing doctor. Was there any... Was there like a treating... A separate treating doctor? Or was she, did she diagnose and treat you?
She had treated me too.
She diagnosed you and she treated you?
Maybe your mother needs to care about me. Wait. No. Yeah, she did both. Yes, it was the same lady. Yes.
Okay. So Rabab Coco diagnosed you and treated you?
Uh-huh.
And then was it out of the same address?
Yes.
And that was 1653 West Congress Street?
Yes, Congress. Rush Medical Center.
Is that the... And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
You said my phone number?
Oh, sorry. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Oh, female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, middle initial, and then last name?
First name is A-N-E-D-R-I-A. Middle initial is D. Last name, Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N.
Anedria D. Barton, B-A-R.
Uh-huh.
And that was D as in dog?
Yes, D as in dog.
And then Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N?
Yes.
And then Anedria. And then this last part, can I have your full social for HIPAA and identification purposes?
My social?
Yes, ma'am. This is just for HIPAA and identification purposes.
Excuse me.
No worries.
My social is 34990. Well, my last four is 2949. I can't think of the first six right now. Five. My last four is 2949.
And then
I don't have it on me right now.
For the first, I have 34990. Is that correct? Or is that... It is kind of required to have the first or the four or the full social?
Is it okay if you could just go with the first, the last four? Because...
Yeah.
I have a lot going on, but the last four is 2949.
2949. Okay.
Is that fine with you?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. When the attorneys reach out to you, they may request the full social, though. Is that okay?
Okay, yes, I will have the full. I'm just driving right now to that.
And then the email address I have is anedriabarton22@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then phone number is 872-373-1499.
Yes.
Is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then can I have your full home address?
6816 South Wood Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60636.
Southwest Highway.
Oh, shit, really? It's 411.
Sorry.
Excuse me, sorry.
No worries. So I have 6816 Southwest Street, or Southwest Highway. Sorry, I can't hear you too well.
6816 South Wood Street.
Is the zip code 60652?
60636-6816 South Wood Street, Chicago, Illinois. 60636. Yeah. Alpha. Right, miss that on the picture.
Okay, and I'm very sorry. Just 1 second. It's not coming up. So I have 6816 Southwest.
South Wood Street.
Oh, South Wood.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. South Wood Street, Chicago, Illinois. And then I'm just going to read this off. I have 6816 South Wood Street, Chicago, Illinois, Cook County, 60636.
Yes.
Perfect. And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
Yes, I have them, but I will have to look through it. Yes, I do.
You do have them, though?
Yes, I do. I do have them.
And would you be able to provide those by mail or electronically, or both?
I could do either or.
Okay. And then for this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Okay.
Do they live with you or not live with you? The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
No, they don't live with me. I only have kids.
No worries. Can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
This is the best number you can speak with me on. Can you repeat that?
So for the emergency contact, can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
You could just contact me. It's just me and my kids. They are like little kids. So no, I am the emergency for myself.
Is there a mother, close friend, anyone else that we can put down? We usually have to put down someone else.
No, not really.
Like a distant relative, like an aunt, uncle, cousin, just anyone that knows you.
I have a cousin. Let's pull to the front. Let's go to the alley right here. I have a cousin. You can get her number, I guess.
Okay. Could I just have her first name? And you said she was your cousin?
Yes.
Could I just have her first name and then phone number?
You said text it?
Oh, no, sorry. Could I just have her first name and phone number?
Oh, her first name is Tashima.
And then how did you spell that?
T-A. S H I M A.
And then just her phone number, and then I'll be able to send these out.
872-302-9600.
872-302-9600.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just gonna send these documents over. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. They're gonna come through They're going to come through to either text message or email, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then just let me know as soon as they have came through.
Yes, the number is... Yeah, I'm looking for the number now. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I was late picking my daughter up from school.
It's okay. Just let me know as soon as they have gone through.
I'm looking for the number now. 773?
It should just say from Jaden at Mass Toward Strategies.
Can you repeat that?
It should say from Jaden at Mass Toward Strategies. It's going to be the most recent message.
Oh, in my email. Okay. Okay, I see it. Okay, I'm through in now.
Perfect. As soon as you do click on it, it's going to take you to a link. And then after clicking on that link, it's going to have you, It's going to take you to a page that says review and act on these documents. Just click continue through, okay?
Okay, I get it.
And then as soon as you're on that page, there's going to be a yellow star button on the top.
Uh-huh.
Just go ahead and click it on there.
Okay, I did. Do I click next?
Yeah. And then just, it's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout the pages.
Okay. Okay, I'm reviewing everything now.
And then just let me know as soon as you're done signing. And as you're going through, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. If anything on there is misspelled, names, addresses, date of birth, social, just let me know.
Okay, I'm doing that now. Everything looks correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to read this off to you to make sure everything is accurate. I've A for the first name, I've A-N-D-E-R-I-A D Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then for address, I have 6816 South Wood Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60636.
Uh-huh.
And then date of birth is 04/21/1995.
Uh-huh.
Last four of social is 2949.
Uh-huh.
And then phone number is 872-373-1499.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Everything should be correct on here. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. If you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me, okay?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions before I go?
No, I do not at the moment.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Have a good day.
Okay.